Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Reish Sadivav, the halachos of Havdalah. So today we are doing page Ayin Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Beis, Ein Mavdilin ala Pas. We'd never say Havdalah on Pas. We never use bread for Havdalah, even though we do use Pas for Kiddush. Aval ala Sheikhar Mavdilin and Muchamar Medina. We do say Havdalah using beer if the beer happens to be Chamar Medina. V'adin l'shar mashkin chutz min amayim. The same is true any other beverage that's Chamar Medina, except for water, because water is never considered chamar medina. Says Ramah, there is such a preference for wine that we'd rather you use a kos pogum of wine rather than to say Avdallah and beer. However, Motsai Pesach is an exception. If you the minhag has become to make Avdallah and beer on Motsai Pesach, since even though you have wine, because beer is very chaviv to the person and he has gone without it for the entirety of Pesach. How he got it on Motzai Pesach is a good question, but somehow he gets it on Motzai Pesach. Yom Tov Shchalios Motzai Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, Sheish Bo Kiddush Hu Nemar Al Pas, where you have Kiddush put together with Avdalah, you have Yak Nahaz, so you have Kiddush put together with Avdalah, and the Kiddush could be said ala Pas. Yeshomrim Shagav HaKiddush Mavdilin Gam Kin Alav. So some say, even though you're not supposed to use Pas for Avdalah, once you're saying the Kiddush ala Pas and it's a Yak Nahaz, so then you can say Avdalah ala Pas as well. The Yeshomrim Shiosa Tov Lomar Kiddush Vavdalah Shneim ala Sheikhar, and others say that no, better to, if you don't have wine, and the only option is either beer for both of them or bread for both of them, so then use beer for both of them. However, the first svar is more correct, and you should use bread for both of them rather than beer for both of them, once you're anyway using the bread for the Kiddush for the Yom Tov. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Zayin, ala Pas, velo dami l'kiddush, that it's not like Kiddush, d'shayni Kiddush, u'bimkom sudav, avimin yinat tzorach l'kiddush, mashayin ken Avdalah. It makes sense that there's bread associated with Kiddush, because Kiddush is Kiddush makom sudah. There's no su'uda associated with Havdalah. Sivkatan Ches, ala Sheikhar Mavdilin, so im ain lo yayin, you could say Kiddush, you could say Avdalah rather on beer if you don't have wine. But vim yesh lo yayin, who called them l'kol ha-mashkin? But certainly if you have wine, that is far preferable to all other beverages. V'chazal l'filgu gamkin begodal ha-mitzvah v'yamru, Chazal spoke in very glowing terms about the use of wine for Avdalah. They said, ha-mavdil al-yayin o-shomei ma-achirim shom avdilin, ha-kodosh baruch hu koreu kadosh, v'oseu skula, shemar v'yisim li skula mikol ha-amim, v'omar v'avdil eschem min ha-amim. That if a person says Avdalah on wine, ha-kodosh baruch hu calls him a holy one, and he distinguishes him from other people. So it's a really wonderful thing to say Avdalah on wine. Sometimes people are like, I'm going to open a new bottle of wine. It's you're opening an $8 bottle of wine. It's worth it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to call you a Kadosh and to be a skula, for the person. Chamar Medina, Ayin Lelbusin Reish Ayin Beis Siv Tes, Mishra Bura Bir Allah Hashem, Mahu Chamar Medina, Mash Kosov Wadil Nishar Mashkin. You have to go back to Sim Reish Ayin Beis to see what is and is not considered Chamar Medina. So Mashikas of Adil Nishar Mashkin, Hainu Mashkin Shurigil Nishtoso. And when he says other beverages are also good, that means other beverages that people typically drink. Of Mashkin Shurigil in Pesach, but special Pesach Dika drinks could go into May Lakritz, like May Lakritz, which I'm not sure what that is. Ainu Chamar Medina. It's not a Chamar Medina, Kivin Shurigil Nishtoso, Kalashana, because it's a type of beverage, like those types of alcoholic beverages that people never drink the whole year round except for Pesach, right? So those kinds of things that people would never ever drink the whole year round except for Pesach, you can't call it Chamar Medina. V'adin kol kayotze b'zeh. And the same is true about all such beverages. V'afilu mei dvash lavi Chamar Medina ele b'medina shurigil nishtosan. Even mei dvash is only Chamar Medina if it's a place where people typically drink it. Al makam shein shosan osa leprakim lavi Chamar Medina v'gar mi sheikhar. But if it's a type of beverage that people will only drink once in a long while, then it's not Chamar Medina. It's worse than beer. Val yayin saraf ein kedai lahavdil. One should not use scotch or whiskey for Havdalah. Why not? It's Chamar Medina. What would be the problem? Da kosav magen avram, da kos Havdalah, ragil amavdil ashtoso kulo, vein mashkim menu b'nei abayis, o b'yayin saraf kosha l'kayim zeh. Because we just learned yesterday that the best thing to do is to say Havdalah, is to drink the whole kos of Havdalah, and not to share it with anybody else. If you have an entire revius full kos of havdalah of scotch or whiskey, that is a dangerous thing to do. But if you have no other beverage other than a single malt, so then you could say havdalah on it. But you have to be mindful that you have to drink at least a rov revius, at least a malolukma of it. And if you don't drink at least a malolukma, you're not yotzei. You don't say Havdalah on milk or on oil, because no one drinks those things as a mashka. Milk is something that people put in their coffee. It is not a drink that is that would have a din of Chamar Medina. People do sometimes drink milk also. That's because they saw a commercial that told them that it's healthy, that milk, it does the body good, so they drink milk. But not because they actually drink milk as a beverage. No one actually drinks milk as a beverage. Sif katan yud, chutz min amayim. Mayim is absolutely not a chamar medina. Afim rov shtiyas medina u min amayim. Even if everybody you know walks around with one of those water bottles that keeps the water cold for a month, right, and they're sipping from it all day long, still it doesn't become chamar medina. Mishum delo chashuv, because it's not considered chashuv. Val kaf is borscht, but when it comes to coffee or borscht, muchach mitazim kufpe bezal yirabisham, daf b'shas hachakein mevorchin, that even b'shas hachak you don't use it. Daf sha'amonum shosunasam, because even though lots of people drink it, mikol makom lo chashivi, it's not a davar chashuv, ukumo mayimhu, and therefore it has a status like water. Vaftas magen avram sham dehetik das rasha lahakel b'shas adchak haynu dafka gabi kospirik samazon shein b'chashash brachal vatala. And even those who allow it b'shas adchak will allow it to count as chamar medina b'shas adchak will only allow it to count as chamar medina for benching where there's not going to be a brachal vatala k'demuch b'chuvus rasha l'mashen ken b'avdala, as opposed to by avdala where if it's not considered avdala ala kos, then the whole Bracha v'avdala is a bracha l'vatala. B'chai adam kasev de b'shas adchak yesh la'avdi al mashka kafiz. I assume that means coffee. V'lo yadati tamo. He says that b'shas adchak, no, it's not coffee. In the bottom it says mashka rusi toses. It's some sort of Russian drink, that kvas. Coffee probably you can use because that's a chash of a beverage. So anyway, the Chayyadim says b'shas adchak you can use this Russian beverage. V'lo yadati taimo. I don't know why though. V'ulai mairi b'shanas mashka chashuv kein mashka shechar. Maybe if it becomes a chash of a mashka like beer, v'gamze dafke mi'ikr shtiyas hamon u'mi'a mashka zeh. But it still has to be like a very very popular beverage. D'ilavach ilo avi chamar medina. If it's not an exceedingly popular beverage, then it does not count as chamar medina. Sivkat in Yeralef, the Tov Yoser. So we had said that better to make Havdalah on a kos pogum of wine rather than a regular kos of beer. So the Mishabura pulls that back a little bit. He says, whoa, the idea that it's better to have a kos pagum of yayin than beer is only if beer is not chamar medina. But then that would make the Ramah very, very obvious. Obviously, if it's not chamar medina, then, of course you can't use it. But if it's if beer is chamar medina, he says, then maybe chamar medina actually is better than a kos yayin pagum. And we said that the minig is on Pesach to say Havdalah on beer, on Matzai Pesach, v'davku makom shasheichu chamar medina, provided that it's chamar medina, aval beret ashkenaz do lavi chamar medina, lo mahani mashu chav v'vasu lahavdil lelav. But in Germany, where it's not a chamar medina, probably now it is, but at the time it was not a chamar medina, so it wouldn't help that it's chaviv, and you're not allowed to say Havdalah on it. The chaviv alav shoshesei kol yimei Pesach. What makes beer so chaviv on Matzai Pesach? Because you haven't had it for the whole Pesach. Mavdilin gamkein. So this is going on where we had said in the Shulchan Aruch that once you're saying kiddush on bread, because Matzai Shabbos is also Yom Tov, you could be mavdilin gamkein using that same bread. Ratzalomer after biyamein mavdilin al paska de la'el. Even though normally we do not say Havdalah on Pas. Hacha agav kiddush shua ikur omrim kala yaknahaz ala pas. Over here, since you're saying kiddush anyway on the bread, so you could say the whole yaknahaz on the bread. Vasvar rishona ikur. But we said the first shita was the more correct shita, which is exactly what we just said, that you can make the yaknahaz on the bread and not the yesh omrim that we quoted, who said that better to just use beer and not make the yaknahaz on the bread. bread. Taimo, the reason the first shita was more correct, Mishum Taharbe Rishonim Svirulu, Dein Mekachin Al HaShechar, because there are a lot of Rishonim that hold that you cannot say Kiddush on beer, because it helps in Rejayim Vesiv Tezayin Sham. Lekach Tov Yosr Lassus Kol Yaknaz Al Pas. So therefore, it's better to do the whole Yaknaz on Pas. Meaning, since you're not allowed to use beer on Friday night, that's why we make Kiddush on bread on Friday night if you don't have wine, you're not allowed to use beer on Friday night, even though you're not allowed to use bread for Havdalah, and here you got to do Kiddush and Havdalah, so better to sacrifice the din in Havdalah than to sacrifice the din of Kiddush, because it's primarily a Kiddush. The Aknahaz is primarily a Kiddush. Nevertheless, a person should try to be very, very careful to look for wine, if even if you prefer bread to wine. Because there are so many Rishonim that hold that you cannot say a mavdil over bread. So it's really important to find wine. It's just that if you can't find wine, okay, so given the choices, bread is better than beer if you have a Yaknahaz situation. Now moving on to Si'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what if you don't have any beverage? You don't have wine, you don't have any other Chamar Medina. Yesh omrim shemutu lalechol. So you can't say Havdalah al kos because you don't have anything to put in the kos, right? So you're still allowed to eat, says the first opinion. But there's a second opinion that says, if you think you're going to get a kos tomorrow, so then don't eat tonight, because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and you think that there's going to be a Havdalah on Sunday. If you only have one kos, and you don't think you're going to get a second kos by tomorrow, and now you have to deal with a kos for Havdalah, but you also need a kos for benching from Lav Malka, because you're going to wash from Lav Malka, and you're going to want to bench. So mutav shiochal kodem shiavdil, then you should eat before you say Havdalah, and then use the same kos for benching and Havdalah at the same time. Then that's better than to use it right now for Havdalah, then eat, and then have to bench without a kos. But that's only l'divrei Amar d'Birchas Hamazon to a kos. That's only if you assume that benching always requires a kos. So then it's better to eat before Havdalah and do Havdalah and benching over the same kos. L'divrei Amar d'Eina to a kos. But if the old benching does not require a kos, lo yochal ad she'avdil, then do not eat until you say Havdalah, because you don't need the kos anyway for benching. What do we mean? You have only one kos of yayin. Case must be that it's fully diluted to the maximum extent that it's allowed to be diluted, and it's a revius mitzumtzum. It's exactly a revius. That if you were to dilute it anymore, it wouldn't have a din of wine anymore. Because if there was a way to add more volume to the coast, so then we would tell you to say Havdalah first, and just have a tiny sip of the wine, and then add a drop more, and that will make it a revius again, and then you can use Rebirch Samazan, meaning you'd be able to use it twice if it was a little more than a revius, or it still had more room for dilution, you'd be able to use it twice. So it must be that we're talking about that it's exactly revius mitzumtzum, and it's fully diluted. Let's see the Mishmurus of Katan Tazayin, velo shechar, if you don't have wine or beer, or it could be you have beer, but it's just not the Chamar Medina where you live. So we said that according to the first opinion, you're allowed to eat. You still have to daven and say Havdalah L'Chonei Nadas before you eat. But when you get a kos the next day, then you have to say Havdalah L'Chonei Nadas. Some want to say that you should say the bracha of Hamavdil, the full bracha, the text of Havdalah without a kos, but that's not correct. We shouldn't pass in that way. Meaning there is this opinion that says that you're allowed to eat even though you don't have a kos of yayin upon which to say Havdalah. What do they do with the Gemara that says that a Meimar went to a place and they didn't have wine to say Havdalah and he fasted? He didn't eat? This opinion holds that that was a personal chumrah that a meimar took upon himself, but it's not absolutely required. If a person thinks he's going to have a kos lamachar, so the second opinion says, don't eat until you get that kos. What does it mean, lamachar? Hainu baboker. It means Sunday morning. Avol be'erev einu mochiv lamtin kol kach. If you're not going to get a kos until Sunday evening, you don't have to wait 24 hours of fasting because of lack of kos. Ve'efshar dafil yosem echatzos yom einu mochiv lamtin. It could be you don't have to wait even past chatzos hayom, but it's only if you're going to get a kos in the morning that you should wait. Lo yochal dafil b'motzoi Shabbos liyom tov gam kein lo yochal mein lakos. Quite a chiddush. If you don't have a kos on Motzoi Shabbos, even if Motzoi Shabbos happens to be Yom Tov, but you think you're going to have a kos the next day, do not eat. Even though it's Yom Tov tonight, do not eat. That's assuming you don't have pas either. Because if you have pas, then you could say Avdallah. You have what to say Avdallah, and you could say Avdallah on the pas in that situation, because it's a Yak Nahaz situation, which we said you're allowed to say Avdallah on pas. And we should pass like this second opinion that you should not eat if you're getting a kos on Sunday morning. Unless you're a very weak person, you're a sickly person, then you're allowed to rely on the first opinion that if you're not going to have a kos on Motzoi Shabbos, that you are allowed to eat. If you think that you're going to get another kos tomorrow, then you could use the kos that you have in hand right now for Avdallah. And wait to eat till the next day so that you could say benching al kos, lamadam birchamazin tuna kos, if you think birchamazin needs a kos. Mira magin rabim reishim kufbe veis cholik al zed, the bishul kos birchamazin shliya lo, ein muchiv lunua atzma milechel. So the magin rabim says, no, wait a second. You can tell the guy you have one kos, so say Avdallah right now, and then don't eat anything the rest of the night because you don't have a kos to bench on. He says, where do we ever find such a thing that you're not allowed to eat because you don't have a kos to bench on? You're allowed to eat if you don't have a kos to bench on, even if you hold birchas Muslims to a kos. And then we said, if there's enough to split or to add a little more dilution, just say Avdol and drink a tiny drop from it. Hainu kumelo lugmav. Ma'at means a melo lugmav. You're not allowed to drink just a teeny tiny drop. It has to be a cheekful. Umosavilav hainu shimz again. B'mayim, and then dilute it further with water. So to review what we learned today, a lot we learned, but three basic points. Point number one is that it's best to use wine for Avdallah, and the Ramah even implies that a kos pagum of wine is better than Chamar Medina, but the Mishnah Berurah says that Chamar Medina is better than kos pagum. For something to count as Chamar Medina, it has to be a real beverage that you can easily drink, and ideally one that you could easily drink a melo lugmav of. You can't use bread with the possible of exception of a yak nahaz situation, right? That was a machlokas. You're not allowed to use bread, but machlokas about a yak nahaz situation. Then we said that if you don't have wine nor Chamar Medina, but are going to get wine on Sunday, there are two opinions whether you're allowed to eat that Motzai Shabbos. And then we said that if you only have enough wine for one kos, whether you should eat the Melav Malka at that point, first before Havdalah, depends how strongly you hold that benching actually requires a kos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday evening we will pick up with Se'if Dalet. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly when the shir is going to be. Have a good night and a good Shabbos, everybody.
Did you have Shabbos, everything?